give me a second. I'm sorry.
Now we're live.
I'm a professional, and you just kind of screwed me up. I was all
fucked up and ready to go. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I have an in me to
do
it again.
Do you want the song before or after you do your intro?
Well, you might as well just do the song now.
All right.
Do it live. We'll do it live.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to pause this video, so I don't know.
It probably is coming on like right about now.
Okay.
Or it's still, I'm watching it right now. It's kind of twisting on mine, but.
Twisting and turning.
Here is the song.
Welcome to Sports Talk with three stupid guys. We only have three stupid guys here today. Russ is still AWOL. He's camping in the mountains with Paul Kelsey and some other people. Good luck with that. How's it going, guys?
Well,
first,
good.
Thanks for that song. That song was outstanding. The time and effort you put in that song is amazing.
Listen, it really asked me to set my game, and I set that this week. I really worked really hard on that.
You worked really hard.
Thank you.
You're like Mike McCoy with his timeouts. You know what you're doing. Bad week for quarterbacks. We got Tony Romo out for at least 8 weeks. Drew Brees, we're not getting a correct time frame on that. Cutler's hurt, so is that good news or bad news for the Bears? And Stafford is questionable. Did I leave anybody out? I know Jerry Jones said Brandon Weeden was probably the most accurate passer in history of the NFL, and he went out and traded for Matt Castle.
I thought it was the most powerful arm he's ever seen.
Maybe it was the most powerful arm. Either way, he lost me. He lost me when he said Brandon Weeden quarterback. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Brandon, if you're listening, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
How many people felt bad for Tony Romo? When he's laying there, he's got the best offensive line in football, and he gets crunched. He's just crushed by these big guys.
Well, hasn't he been broken in his collarbone before? Hasn't he broken
that? Yeah, he has broken it before.
So, but watching him go down, though, I mean, I don't know. I guess Eagles fans may have been happy because now that he's out, they still, even though they've lost their first two games to their divisional opponents, they might still have a chance. But
well, I expect DeMarco Murray to go on a tear this week and maybe get 20 yards. And I think Ryan Matthews, another free agent signing. He's up to 3 yards, I think, after two games. I think he could get up to 5 total. I'm not saying 5 for the game. I'm saying total of 5 yards.
Yeah, DeMarco is averaging 0.5 per carry this year.
Some guy was on the radio today saying that the problem with the Eagles is they have too much talent, and they don't have enough. There's not enough footballs because they have too much talent. Darren Sproles should be touching the ball at least 15 times a game. I'm thinking they have so much talent but no talent on the offensive line. That could be it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that problem. So, I've seen that in action.
Let's just go to it, Matt, because if you would have told me the Colts would be 0-2 after this point, I said, no, Matt, you're crazy. Get off the ledge, Matt. There's no way. Your team is better. And I was trying to think, is this the first time since we started doing this show that all four of our teams lost?
No, I'm sure there was a dark day in there at some point, right?
Well, remember, the Colts, when they had Peyton Manning, never used to lose. So,
it's true, yeah. It had to be in, like, January or December that they'd lose. So,
I mean, this week you had the Colts losing to the Jets, and which was pretty bad, but then you had the Dolphins losing to the Jags. People were predicting the Jags wouldn't win a game all season.
Stinking Jaguars, yeah.
I'm not trying to rub it in. My team lost too.
Jaguars had a streak of, I think, allowing 5 sacks in 7 straight games. And, of course, Miami comes in with their $100 million defensive tackle and not 1 sack.
That's rough. That's rough. I did feel so last week I was criticizing Jay for not taking all his money and everything he has and betting it on the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl. Was I right or did Jay make the right call?
You just had to go seven hours north, put all the money on Jacksonville Jaguars. That's your hot team.
Man, I can't believe honestly can't believe the Dolphins lost.
I couldn't believe all four of our teams lost. I mean, I thought for sure, because all three of your guys' teams lost, I thought, okay, shoe in for the Colts. So, you know, I didn't realize, and you know, and this is the problem with modern day watching of football games on DVRs, is that if your team's behind, you know, most likely you're like trying to catch up to the game, you know, and you're skipping over some important details like the fact that Greg Toler has been out, you know. And I think if I had been picked up or keyed in on that, like a smart sports guy, I would have been a little bit more skeptical about
that. Well, then you'd be on a different show. You can't up your sports IQ and expect to stay on this show. it doesn't work that way.
Well, I thought just by watching that game, my sports IQ, like, I burned a couple brain cells. So that just was a stinky, like, I can't use certain language, but I can at least say that it was a turd of a game. I think that's
well, they were shut out during the whole first half, right? Am I, because I didn't watch the game until, like, the fourth quarter. And I said, okay, Colts are going to come back and start.
They were pretty much shut out until, like, about the fourth quarter when they got their final touchdown. And it was 7-10, and then it was like there was a little bit of life, but then it was like the Jets had just been toying with their defense this whole time, and they finally just took advantage of their missing cornerbacks. You know, they were up to their fourth, fifth, and sixth string cornerbacks, and they were stopping the run, which was amazing. But you just can't have five turnovers by your quarterback in a game and expect it. I think it was maybe one of the worst performances by Luck, and maybe one of the worst games since the Colts lost that horrible game in New Orleans that was like 55-7.
Well, someone on our Facebook page mentioned that Luck's problem is maybe due to karma, that the you know that Colts were allegedly the ones that squealed on the Patriots. So is it right. Karma? Is that could that be what's happening to Luck? That it's the karma? Because I didn't want to get into it on the Facebook page, but I'm going, well, if karma was really karma, would the Patriots have all those Super Bowl rings?
Sure. Yeah. At least a couple would have been taken away.
Yeah. If karma was real, I mean, I'm not. Hey, if you believe in karma, don't send me a hate mail. But I'm just.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think Tucker's idea and understanding of what karma is not fully matured.
I think his karma is, you know, your team is 0-2, mine's 2-0, so the hell with you. I'm just thinking that's what he's saying.
You're probably putting words into Tucker's mouth that he appreciates, you know. So, you know, the Colts loss has nothing to do with the, you know, any karma about the Patriots. The Patriots are the Patriots, you know. So, I think it's more indicative of the fact that maybe there were some refs that were just headed in for the Colts, and they were like, you know what, I'm a Patriots fan.
I saw that you didn't like a few of the calls. You thought, like, five calls went against. I messaged you.
Yeah.
You were upset with, like, five calls?
There were about at least five calls, I would say, that were a little egregious, a little extreme, I guess, in my taste. One was right after Luck had he had the most success with his legs and not with his arm that night. And he had probably a 21-yard run, and then all of a sudden it gets called back for holding. And normally, I mean, I don't know if this is just an agreement that the NFL and the refs have with the announcers, but typically the announcers won't go against the call. They'll just, you know, kind of like look the other way. But,
right,
you know, even that call, they're like, I don't see that hold at all. And that was towards the end of the night. The first quarter, I'd say within the first eight plays, there were like four flags. It was just embarrassing. It was like, what is going on here? But that stuff aside, you know, flags can't make excuses. Court orders, you know, or judgments by certain judges who had certain players on their fantasy teams at some point. I think we can just kind of all ignore those and just say that it's on the field or it's not. So I make no excuses about the Colts game, though. It's just bad and pathetic and sad. And there was a lot of Colts fans that were mad on Facebook just around Indianapolis. They had some pretty strong words. So,
well, yeah, I was shocked that your team did not win. Not just win, but they looked like they were manhandled.
Mad.
And your team, the Dolphins, I hate when the Chargers are on at 1 o'clock because I like the fact that they're on the later game because all the games seem to be at 1 o'clock and I can just watch the red zone. I could see everything happening. I didn't really get to see what was going on with the Dolphins. I kept seeing the score going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So what happened with the Dolphins? Well, you said no sacks.
Their offensive line has been a mess so far. Brandon Albert, their left tackle, they paid a whole bunch of money to get from Kansas City last year. He got injured, hurt his hamstring, so he left. So then they weren't able to run the ball. because Lamar Miller also got hurt. And then they can't pass the ball deep, and their defense is having trouble. So it's a complete mess right now. But
so
1-1 is much better than 0-2.
So Jay should still put all his money and put it on the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl. You'd recommend that? Everything he has, because I'm sure the odds have gone down right now. Because they've had
even better value.
They had a poor showing against the Redskins, who are losing right now 25-6 to the Giants, who are 0-2. And we all before the night started, we all picked our picks for this game. So there's no, we didn't wait till after we saw the score. We made the picks beforehand. So the Dolphins haven't looked good in two games. So I still think Jay should put all his money in. I just go ahead, sell his house, live on the streets for a while, live in your car. No, sell your car too. More money you can put into it, and just go crazy. Just no.
Well, the only problem is it's a Volkswagen, so I can't really get anything for it now.
Oh, that's right, Volkswagen. That's a touchy subject. I forgot.
I didn't try to pretend that I was going to save the environment, so I did not get the diesel Volkswagen. So I'm actually okay.
Did you hate the environment?
I got the turbocharged. You know, real engine, man's engine. So I'm okay. It's actually, don't worry about me.
You leave your car running 24/7 just because you hate the environment.
I do. Right? I say, you know what? Screw it.
And you go down and you cut down every tree you can see.
But the longer Jay is on this show, the more Jack is just going to bring up this Miami Dolphin thing. Like, it is going to.
Well, because we've got to realize that Jack's whole shtick, and I've done this show with him for 10, or a show with him for 10 years, is you'll just find one thing and just keep bringing it up over and over and over again.
But what happens if the Dolphins win the Super Bowl, and you could have put, like, everything you owned on it, and are you going to kick yourself going, I should have just once in my life listened to him?
No, it might make for the greatest season of sports talk if it does happen. Like, I mean, you could never show your face on this show again, Jay.
No, I would still be fine. Like, I wouldn't lose sleep over it.
I wouldn't lose sleep. Come on, you wouldn't lose sleep over it. Come on, everybody would lose.
No.
Sleep. Oh, come on. If you play the lot, say you play the lottery every week, Powerball, and that one week you don't play it, and you go, oh wow, I could have won $350
billion. See, people play the lottery if they're trying to get things in life, but I have a beautiful wife, beautiful kid, house, car.
But
good
you could
job.
Have
what do I need?
You could have two beautiful wives, two beautiful kids, and two houses if you put all your money on the Dolphins. Winning the Super Bowl.
Okay, listen, I've been married, not as long as you, but I've been married for almost 5 years now. Why would I want a second wife?
One's exactly. That is, never double down on the marriage.
Yeah, that's fair. One is more than enough, ladies and gentlemen.
You could have your own show on Lifetime Network.
That's true.
Right.
It's God, I've made a horrible mistake.
Why did I say I do twice?
Yeah. Advice I took from my dad.
Have we commented publicly? I know people are saying this on the speakers, but Jack's fantastic garb. And we talked about it before we went live, but for people watching at home right now, because this is live on our YouTubes.
Well, I was told last week I came a little underdressed.
Mm-hmm. A little much like a schlub.
Yeah, just schlub. You would look like a schlub.
But Jack really worked very hard. Visiting, worked very hard to set up his home to look presentable. So he flipped it around so he has the bobbleheads behind him.
I just moved the desk out and put the chair here. This was already up here. But now I see Matt's, where Matt has his
Matt has the best setup right now. I'm going to throw it out there.
So all
the
I have
of the guys, Matt's looks the best.
I have Lorenzo Neal up there, and I got the Charger uniforms there. I said, oh, that'll look cool. I go, oh, thanks, Matt. Thanks, Matt.
Matt looks like he's in a professional studio somewhere, and Jax looks like he's in his,
Hold on a second. You got Mike there. Who's this Mike?
Mike was at a show. I'll give him a pass. He was at a concert.
He's always at a concert.
But Jack.
He was the oldest person at the concert.
Jack in his fake tie looks the best. I don't know if it's drawn on or.
That's a real tie.
Yeah, hey, I got to say, I did not come prepared for that.
Yeah.
You brought a tie today.
next week, Matt will come in a tuxedo.
But here's the thing is, I know Jack's wardrobe. I think he's had that tie since 1988. Like, I don't think he's got a new one.
No, I have a new. I had the one my hockey team my coach gave me.
Did you get that at Chess?
You haven't coached a hockey team in 13 years.
Yeah, this one's an Oscar
Meyer.
Yeah, it might be. I do remember I went to Nordstrom's years ago and got like a $180 tie.
Whoa!
One of those things where I I was just using my Nordstrom card. And after it was all done, she goes, I go, wow, how much? I go, okay. So I went to this wedding. As soon as I took the tie off and ran it back to my car, put it back there, and then took it back the next day, saying, hey,
oh, okay.
This doesn't match.
Okay, I didn't keep it back.
I still have this suit, and probably doesn't fit anymore. Probably a little.
I was probably too baggy
on me.
There's people that have blown more money on drugs that spent it better than on a tie. $180 tie? I mean, really?
It was at least $180. It was
a lot of good drugs for that.
Well, this girl was just going around going, I think you look good in this. I think you look good in this. I go,
oh,
okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
My wife was there. Your mom was there. I said, okay, all right. And the price came up. I go,
$180, like, what year? It was 91, 92?
That's a lot of money.
Like, just for inflation, that's like $300.
It's probably in the 80s, probably 87, 88.
So adjusting for inflation, easily like a $300 tie. You had no business shopping in the $300
tie. To afford this tie, I need to bet on the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl.
No, you should have bought a brand new CD player at that time. It would have been about $180. Right?
Well, I did have the pull-out stereo where you would pull it out. I thought that was because people at that time were stealing car stereos. Stereo, they would just break your window.
Oh, that's right. I remember the ones you would take out.
So you take out. It was like $600.
Here's the thing. Like, do you just walk around the mall with your stereo in your hand?
It was the biggest. You go, wait, I forgot my stereo. I got to run back and get my stereo out of the car. And you had to carry it on with everyone.
Yeah, it would be about like this size, the size of a large remote, and people would, you know, carry it.
Or if you went to the beach or something like that, I go, I'm not bringing my stereo because I don't want to bring it out and have it. Certain times you couldn't even bring it because you didn't want to have to carry it around. So it was probably the most useless thing in the world. But anyway, this is Sports Talk, and I want to talk about something that happened to the Charger game. Chargers were down 14-6, I think it was. 14-6, because we went for two, and and they hit Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer. Ball comes loose. We get the ball and run back for a touchdown. They go to replay, and it's that stupid tuck rule. They got to get rid of this rule.
Oh.
It's the dumbest rule. If the quarterback fumbles the ball, if he doesn't really, because the way technology is, you can actually see.
If Tucker's listening, then it's a good rule.
In fact, I was all for that year because I hate the Raiders more than I hate the Patriots. This is before their fans became Patriot fans. They never really won anything, so they were like, hey, I could hang out with Patriot fans, and I'm not criticizing Patriot fans.
They were like Cub fans, basically.
Yeah, they're like, you felt bad for them. Some people feel for Charger fans. It's like, eh. Anyway, so the ball comes out. They said he was going forward. I mean, to bring it in. The only reason he's bringing it in because Tao was pushing his arm into his face. The ball, I couldn't even argue the rule. I said, well, by rule, it wasn't a fumble. But earlier, Rivers got hit from behind as he was going to throw the ball before he could release it. He got nailed in the back. The ball comes out. Fumble. They call it a fumble. I don't see the difference. If you fumble the ball, if you don't actually throw the ball, if you're not releasing the ball from your hand, throwing motion, it should be live ball. I think it's a stupid rule, and they need to change it. Anyone else back me up on this one? It's the only rule you like if it's your team. You go, oh, thank God, it's a stupid tuck rule.
Right. Yeah, that is kind of a, I don't know. Sometimes that's the saving grace is that tuck rule. But I've brought up this other rule before, and it's the penalty that's caused after there's been a point after or when right after a team scores a touchdown. So if a team scores a touchdown and the defense is upset, they can hurt an offensive player. And the only penalty they get is that the opposing team, when they're kicking back the ball to the team that caused the penalty, it's like they kick from the 50-yard line or something like that. And it's ridiculous because it always goes through the uprights and they always start it off at the 20-yard line. How is that any different? Like, I think it should be assessed basically... okay, you automatically start on the 10-yard line or something like that.
Or
like
you start on the 5-yard line because it's a 15-yard penalty, right? So instead of being on the 20, which like you're saying would normally happen, put it at the 5-yard line because that way, that's a penalty.
Exactly.
If you start at the 5-yard line, that's a bad thing.
right now, defensive players can get away with hurting an offensive player, and basically the penalty is nil. It's very minor, and there's no real repercussions for it, is all I'm saying. And I've seen it happen in a lot of games, and I think some defensive players know about it. They know that it's.
I think they all know about it. It's like, yeah, if I'm gonna give a cheap shot, I'm gonna give it to him. It's not gonna hurt the team.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100%.
Good.
What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, a lot of times when that happens, you see like the coaches go for an onside kick there when they get at the 50.
Yeah, I guess they could do that, but if you're up by, you know, two touchdowns, would you really kick an onside kick?
Right. Yeah.
But if you had a player that had a history of doing something like that, say had a defensive lineman on your team that had a history of dirty plays. I can't think of anybody's team that has that, but let's just say Miami had a player like that. Yeah. And but that would be more of a, like Matt's saying, if you had to start like the 10 or 5 instead of just kicking it through the uprights, yeah. Where the fans go, yay, he kicked it through the uprights. Well, he's kicking it from the 50. He should be able to kick it through the uprights on a kickoff.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, like, they get it on the 20-yard line and there's no real penalty. There's no real repercussion. The other thing is you just say, wherever it lands, you know, minus 15, so that, you know, the other team could return it if they wanted to, but it would be backed up 15 points or 15 yards automatically.
Well, I say you save the even, you give the kicking team the option. You can kick it off.
Right, yeah.
Or they can have the ball at the 5-yard line. I'd say, well, you know what? If they're trying to cut back on injuries, you have so many injuries on kickoffs, and they're trying, they even talked at one point of just putting the ball at the 20, right? 20 or 30-yard line.
Right.
Kick, that was part of the rules they were talking about for a couple of years. Well, there's one less time you have to kick if someone does something stupid. And it has to be like a major penalty, not like, you know, like, it has to be some potential injury-causing penalty for it to happen.
Sure. Yeah,
put them at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, it's not a hangnail penalty like what the Patriots get.
No.
You know, it's got to be a very serious, you know, knock them on their back penalty.
That's bad karma for you. You'd go 0-3 this week, Matt.
Sure, yeah.
Gotta watch that. Anyway, you guys, last week anything else you guys want to talk about? What happened last week? Anything exciting?
Trying to put it behind me.
I do like how they were saying that Peyton Manning, he came back, he earned that victory. I'm like going, he should have been intercepted at least 2 or 3 more times.
That is true. He got away with a couple lucky ones there.
I give him credit on that last drive. He did manage to muster up a couple good throws there. But I think it was Kansas City that just lost the game, opposed to Denver winning it. Both have great – Denver, what's going to carry Denver this year is their defense. They have a great defense. They have a solid, solid defense.
Yeah. I was impressed. It was a fun game to watch, at least for a Thursday night game, unlike this one tonight.
Yeah, it was tough for me.
25-6.
It was tough for me to watch it because I wanted both teams to lose. So it's hard to root for anybody. But I was actually rooting for Kansas City because I think Kansas City would be easier to beat the division than Denver.
Well, they didn't know that Jay was there. If they had known that Jay was in, they would have been like, oh, okay.
Well, Jay didn't go to the game. He had a chance to go to the game and said, nah, I don't want to call it. It's too much. You know?
Then they would have really lost the game. Like, it wouldn't have even been exciting.
Jay said, why do I need to go to a game? I got a lovely wife. I got a house.
It was
a
lot of money.
That's bad for the environment.
And nobody else wanted to go. I wasn't going to be the only guy.
I got a car that's bad for the environment. I got a kid that's a good-looking kid. Why do I need to go to this game?
I don't need to. It's not my team. I don't like either team, so it's like, what do I do when I'm there?
But you could say you've been to the – I mean, that's a great stadium to go to a game.
Again, that would be cool if there was a group of people and I could socialize, but if I go there by myself
– You go there wearing red. You fit right in.
But I don't want to. I want to go there wearing red. The whole city went there. It was Red Thursday. It was hashtag Red Thursday.
Go there wearing red and you smear barbecue sauce all over your face.
And I mean, I was doing that already.
They're going to think, hey, dude, you're a Chiefs fan. Yeah, and then you have someone to talk to the rest of the day. If you look at those fans, they just got smeared barbecue sauce all over their face. It's kind of disgusting. It's dripping down their shirt. And I took off my tie, by the way. It's just too hot in here.
Stay on tire topic.
Yeah, I think it's time to move to your picks, isn't it?
Anyway, so last week, anything else you guys want to talk about?
No. Well, maybe. One little note so far this year. Philadelphia, Indianapolis, and Orleans have not led for a single minute on the offensive snap. So
really?
Far.
Wow.
They have not had the lead.
Which teams again?
Philadelphia 0-2, Indianapolis 0-2, New Orleans 0-2.
Oh, Indianapolis. Okay, the Colts. I didn't know that. It's a great stat.
I'll throw in a stat for the Dolphins. They did not run for a single first down against Jacksonville.
Really? Man.
Yeah.
I know the Chargers lead the league in turnovers, so that's got that going for us.
Well, hey, it's week three. Exciting things will happen. So,
all right, so after 2 weeks, Mike and Russ are tied at 18 correct picks. I have 16. Matt has 14. Mike, you led the week with 9 correct picks last week. That's not bad.
I had
Russ had 8. I had 4. I had the worst week, and Matt had 5. I'm watching the first games. I'm like going, I don't think I have anything going on here. I don't think... I was like going, I'm losing every game. And I just found out Ed and Becky are in the chat. Hey, happy birthday, Ed. I know it was yesterday, I believe, or day before. Anyway, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You live in San Diego Zoo.
Yeah. That's not a bad place to live because the real estate there is very expensive. So to live at the San Diego Zoo, I know Jay has a nice house. But if you had a house at the San Diego Zoo, wouldn't it be worth more, Jay?
No, because I think the Scripps family owns all that, so I wouldn't be able to anyway.
You think they still own the zoo?
I don't know, maybe.
Jay just wants us to get to our picks.
Did Jay just get muted?
No, I muted myself because Colleen started talking. I didn't want people to have to hear her voice on the show.
Okay.
There's a woman on a sports podcast show? Get her out of here.
Actually, there's one on ESPN. I don't know her name, but she's smarter than the guy she's doing the show with. And I don't mean that as a knock. She's one of the smartest people in sports I've ever heard. I really should learn her name.
You mean Michelle Beadle?
Is that her name? I listen to her on the radio. I go, God, she's sharp. She's bam, 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 bam. Anyway, we can get...
Is that the one after Dan Le Batard?
I don't know. Whenever I'm in my car and I turn it on, I go, she's brilliant. I really need to get her name. We can get rid of Russ. Oh, we'd have to change the name of the show, but anyway, we all going into the picks. We all picked the Giants, and it looks like we're going to have a win there. They're up 25-6 at this point. I'll start off with the next one.
Hold on. For the NFL picks group for the Jay and Jack.
Yeah.
Number 44 is in lead with 25 right.
Number 44.
Lie James is second with 23, and Pickle Jones. We have a 5-way tie for third.
Didn't he used to be Cucumber Jones?
He's been pickled for a while.
All right, so we're good. We're going to the picks.
Yeah.
I know Jay's timing is here, so I don't want to go over. Oh, Jay, do you want to mention how you could sponsor this, how you could help with the show?
Yes, thank you for waiting till 30 minutes into the show to talk about what keeps us sitting on the air. If you want to...
I was showing my wife how we did this. She goes, oh, that's really nice. I like how you guys are doing that. I go, yeah, it's a great setup. And she goes, why does it take you so long to talk about sports, though, in a sports show? I go, well, you've recorded with Jay. You know how he gets off topic.
Yes, it's me. If you want to go to patreon.com/Jay and Jack, we're very close to our first goal, which is at $500 per month. We will release that Serenity podcast. Which will close out our Firefly podcast.
Serenity now!
Serenity now! And then other tier levels, $1,000, we're going to do a live Married Man show, much like this show is live, and nothing's better than the offensive Dale live.
Maybe Dale will be there. We don't know.
We don't know. He might.
We don't know. Unless he's not on vacation.
For those listening right now, it's patreon.com/Jay and Jack, or just go to patreon.com. And search Jay and Jack, it'll pop up pretty quickly.
We should probably just put a link in the on each podcast.
Yeah, patreon.com/Jay and Jack. We already have 40 some odd patrons right now. We're $408 the last time we checked. So it's going strong, and it can only go stronger. And what makes these podcasts possible is listeners like you supporting our shows through either a dollar to, if you want to, $1 million. Jack has pie-in-the-sky dreams. He wants to live in the San Diego Zoo.
Who wouldn't want to live in the zoo?
Not me. Well, I went to the Nashville Zoo this weekend, and it was a sad sight compared to the San Diego Zoo, but I'll talk about that on the next Ramblecast. But go to your picks.
All right, so next first game up, and thank you, Jay, for that amazing piece of work you did there. It's great. First game up is Atlanta versus the Cowboys. I'm going first. Cowboys lost Tony Romo. They also lost Dez Bryant. And they're going with Brandon Weeden. Still have that great offensive line, but does Tony Romo get affected? But Atlanta's playing some good football right now, so I got to go with, I think it's just too much to overcome. I got to go ATL, and also for the record, Russ. I have all of Russ's picks now. He did pick Atlanta. So, Matt, you're up next.
Yeah, it's hard to go against that, and I think, oh, man. I mean, the Cowboys are going to try to rally. I think this will be a tough game, but Atlanta's a dome team, and like you said, oh, I think it's favored, too. Mike will probably give us the spread, but I'm picking the Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they were playing the Colts or Dolphins, I would pick the Cowboys, but I got to go with Atlanta.
I would pick the Cowboys, too.
Wait, you got against your Super Bowl pick, Miami Dolphins?
I didn't say I was going to put all my money on it. I said Jay should.
You just put your $200 tie on the line for that one.
I'm willing to give up this tie for the adult. I put it on the Super Bowl. I'm not much of a tie person. I'm not like Jay. I don't wear a tie to go out to dinner and stuff like that.
Well, you loosened up the tie, so, you know, it's, there's another strap in. There's another half an hour.
There you go. We can go on forever.
The tie is off. We're getting down to business. Atlanta's favored by one. I will go with Atlanta.
Wow, 1-1.
Oh, next up is Matt going first, going next, and it's the Colts versus Tennessee. The Colts. No way the Colts go 1-3, Matt. No way. No way, Matt.
Yeah, you'd think that. And hopefully the Titans got really humiliated by the Cleveland Browns. Couldn't believe the Browns had pulled off, you know, such a strong performance. I mean, say this about the Browns. They took care of business, right? That's their home opener.
You know, who they play?
The Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee, that's right. The Tennessee Titans with Marcus.
And they won. So, you guys can pick up. Yeah, I'm worried, but I got to pick them. At some point, this has got to happen. So, picking the Colts.
And then, Mike, you're going with?
Indianapolis is favored by 3.5. I'm going to go Indianapolis here.
I'm going the Colts just because there's no way they're 0-3. I know that they have some bad karma, but there's no way these Colts are 0-3. There's no way. There's no way. If they lose this game, is it
Chuck Pagano, it will be like probably fired.
He was ready to quit.
I think there's some internal things going on there. I don't think it's just what we've seen on the field, but
because he kind of threw Luck under the bus and then he backtracked a little bit and said, "Oh, well, I wasn't saying that about Andrew Luck. No, not me."
Well, it sort of sounded like he was bashing the general manager there.
Yeah, he was
building up the offensive line.
Well, you gotta, but people think it's so easy to build up an offensive line. I mean, how many good offensive line are there? How many teams have a great offensive line? I mean, the Cowboys have the best offensive line in football, and they just got their quarterback killed for 8 weeks.
Right.
I mean, someone on the Charger message board had a good was spot on about Phillip Rivers. They said, "Yeah, he's probably the best quarterback we have. He's the best quarterback we could have. But his problem is if they can't block like they couldn't against Cincinnati, he's ineffective because he can't move. It'd be the same thing with Tom Brady and the same thing with Peyton Manning in his prime. And if you have a stationary quarterback, you have to be able to block. And when the Chargers can't block, he just...
Well, and you know very well, I mean, the Chargers were great at getting at, Peyton Manning. Just have, you know, another team's number. You know, it's
right.
Like even when... You know, when Manning had his O-line, I mean, which was up and down, but, you know, they would go up against the Chargers, and it was just like, I mean, he'd get sacked, he'd get pushed around, he was off of his game, and Chargers usually won, you know, 3 out of 4 times. So.
But listening to some guy on the radio, and he actually convinced me. He said that Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't say the best ever, but he said Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback ever. He takes these average receivers. He goes, look at James Jones. James Jones was cut by the Giants and cut by the Raiders. And now he has 3 touchdown passes. He goes, he's the best quarterback. He said the best quarterback he's ever seen. He's got a strong arm. His offensive line has never been great. in Green Bay. They've never had a great offensive line since he's been there. And he can throw on the run. He can move out of the – he just – and I was like, after he was done with his – because at first I'm like, no, no. I go, well, you know what? Maybe he is. I mean, he doesn't have the Super Bowl rings that a Tom Brady has or a Joe Montana, but as you look at pure talent –
Eli Manning,
exactly. But you look at pure talent, and this guy sat on the bench for like 2 or 3 years too.
Yeah.
Behind Brett Favre. This is the team that had Brett Favre, who is a Hall of Fame quarterback, and yet they're saying he's better. He's the best. Would you say he's the best quarterback of all time?
I think tiebreaker has to go to him because he's got the girlfriend Olivia Munn. So
there you go.
That's.
I know that some of the statistics for Rodgers are some of his stats are far and away above, you know, Brady and Manning. So, and it has to do with that. I don't know. I won't even get into it.
Well, he hasn't thrown an interception at home, I think, since 2012.
He's got some really crazy stats like that.
When I heard that, I was like, that is just crazy.
Yeah.
The guy was saying, because how many times do you see a ball bounce off a receiver and the defense picks it up?
Yeah.
What happens every game. I mean, every week. So mm-hmm. It was an amazing. So I'm right now, I definitely, if I had a choice of any quarterback in the NFL right now, I'd take Aaron Rodgers. Even with his little belt thing he does.
Discount double check.
Yeah, there you go.
His last interception at home was 2012. He has thrown 39 touchdowns in a row since then.
Wow. No, he's just an amazing quarterback. Anyway, next up is Mike. You got the Raiders versus the Browns. The Cleveland Browns at home against the Raiders, who beat up on the
Ravens,
which was funny because there was at the end of the game, there's like 30 seconds left. Carr threw it what looked like a pick. The guy for Baltimore gets in the end zone, runs it out. There's 30 seconds left in the game. Ended up fumbling the ball, but it turned out there was a penalty on the Ravens before the play happened, so it would have been no interception anyway. I go, God, that reminded me of a certain San Diego game against the Patriots. But at this point, there was 30 seconds left in the game. Why are you running? What are you possibly running? You've already, if there's no penalty, you've won the game. Why is he running it out? Are people just that stupid? Hmm. If I was a coach, I'd say, you know what? You're sitting next week.
Yeah.
Even if it didn't cost us, you're sitting next week.
Not even going to tell you why. You think about what you're doing.
Of course, then the Players Association would take it to court, and he'd win. He wouldn't have to sit. But
well, there's nothing in the rule books that says you cannot.
Nothing in the rule book says he's supposed to know that if he just sits down, they win the game. Anyway, Mike, you're going with, I assume, the Raiders?
Yeah, I don't think Cleveland's management knows what they're doing here by benching Jonathan Football. He has matured. He's taken over. He's the city by storm.
I thought he was playing.
And they're
going to McCown?
Jonathan Football is being benched for McCown.
Is he Jonathan Football now because he's grown up?
Yeah, he's grown up, so he's Jonathan Football. So I'm going to go Oakland here.
Huh.
I got to go Cleveland. It's a home game. I have a soft spot for Cleveland. I don't know why, but I just feel like they've been through a lot over the years. I'm going with Cleveland. And it doesn't hurt that I hate the Raiders, too. But Cleveland, and Russ went with Cleveland.
What's the spread on this, Mike? Do you know?
It is Cleveland by 3.5.
I'm taking Cleveland, then. So.
So Mike's the lone...
The lone dissenting voice.
I just know that karma is coming. Raider.
Next up, we have Cincinnati versus Baltimore. I'm up first. Man, Baltimore looks bad. They're 0-2. They look terrible against the Raiders. But, you know, I did say they had to go to Denver and then come back against all the way cross country. It's a home game. It's their first home game of the season. I think they'll be fired up. Cincy did not look that – I mean, they won the game against the Chargers, but they didn't look that good. I'm going with B-more over Cincinnati. Russ went with Cincy.
Wow.
That leaves you. That means you're up, Matt.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I want to pick the Raiders, or the Ravens, but I don't know. I don't have a good feeling about this game.
They have Joe Flacco.
Yeah, they have Joe Flacco, the multi-million-dollar quarterback. But I'm going to take the Bengals. So I don't know. It's a mix-up. It's a shake-up.
They do walk like an Egyptian.
So. Mike? Yeah, I think this is one of... Cincinnati's coming at 2-0. Bengals are 0-2, but I think it's just one of those games where it evens out. And I think Baltimore gets their first win here.
All right. And then now it's... Matt, you're up next. It's the Jags versus the Pats. Russ picked the Pats. Is anyone picking the Jags?
No.
Okay. Moving on to the next pick would be Mike. Saints versus Carolina. We don't know if Breeze is going to play. I don't even think it matters. But Russ, for the record, pick Carolina. Mike, you're up first.
Embarrassing the performance they had against Tampa. There's no way I want to pick them at Carolina. So I'm going to go Carolina here.
Yeah, I'm also going to go Carolina. I don't see them lose. The Saints are just a mess, especially if Breeze doesn't play. I don't even know. Oh, their backup's a guy that does the commercials. That's all I know. I don't know who he is, but I mean, I can't remember. It's not McCown. What's his name? Anyway, it's a backup.
Oh, I know which commercial you're talking about.
Because I can't figure out why he's doing it, but it's called their backup. Anyway, it's
Planet the backup. Right. Yeah, it's like a backup generator, and it's a backup quarterback, right. And yeah. So the only thing you don't want to back up on is a septic tank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That can be bad, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Panthers as well.
All right.
We'll sweep that.
I'm up next. It's the Eagles versus the Jets. Wow. Could the Jets possibly be a 3-0 team? I hate when I start thinking that, going, there's no way this team is a 3-0 team. And there's no way Philadelphia's 0-2 right now, right?
Right.
Right.
The genius, Chip Kelly, offensive genius. I got to go with the Eagles. I don't see them losing to the Jets, but maybe. The Jets are playing. They've got the highest turnover, 10-plus turnover rate, something like that. So I don't.
Yeah,
I'm going with three quarters of that
is from that Indianapolis game. So.
I'm going with Philly. Russ went with Philly. Matt, you're going with?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Jets. So I think you know, Mike pointed out something very similar about the Jets and or not the Jets, but the Eagles and the Colts earlier. And I don't know. I mean, the Jets handled the Colts. I think they'll handle the Eagles if they have the same game plan. So
okay.
So I'm taking the Jets.
All right, and Mike, you're going with?
The Philly Boo Birds are coming out, starting to hound Chip Kelly, and I think it gets even worse here. I think they fall to 0-3. I'm going to go with Jets here.
Wow.
Wow.
Woo. That's rough. Next up is Tampa Bay versus Houston. Russ went with Houston, so Mike, you'll be up next. I've been wrong with Houston both Houston weeks, here. By the way. I'm sorry, it was Matt. Matt's up next.
I'm up next.
But Mike went with Houston, so we know he's his pick.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of the Buccaneers. I really haven't seen any of them play. So why not? Because maybe I can gain some ground on Mike. I'm taking Tampa Bay.
I also went with Houston. It's a home game. I don't know if that means anything, but Tampa Bay, it's still Tampa Bay when all said and done. So I'm going with Houston. Next up is Mike, San Diego versus Minnesota. In Minnesota.
I'm just going to keep riding the gravy train because I keep getting easy wins over Jack every week. So I'm going to go Minnesota here. And I think San Diego falls to 0-3. So
0-3, they won their first week.
Wow. Talk about taking away a win.
They're one of, they beat the Lions 1-1.
Who do you think you are, Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
You can't take away wins.
We're going to suspend you for take away your wins. This is a tough game because San Diego has to win it because then they have Cleveland at home, but then they play Pittsburgh and then Green Bay on the road. So Pittsburgh at home, but still Green Bay. Those are two tough teams.
Mm-hmm.
But San Diego has been terrible against the run this year, and they got to go against Adrian Peterson, who's always just tore them up. I got to go San Diego. I don't know why. I got to go opposite of Mike, so I'm going San Diego. Russ also picked San Diego. I know if San Diego loses, Jay's going to cry. And we don't want Jay to cry.
Well, look, I cheated off Jack last week. I was like the kid in class that like looks over the kid that gets the F. So you got 4 right. I got 5. Oh, what are you holding up there?
That's the picks. That's the.
Oh, that's the picks. I thought you were like secretly flipping me off behind that.
No, I'm thinking I do it right out in front of you.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I prefer a straight fight.
Yeah.
So
who'd you go with?
The Vikings. I'm turning coat.
What's the point spread?
It is Minnesota by 2.5.
2.5, so basically a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Okay, and then next game is Pittsburgh versus the Rams. Russ took Pittsburgh. Matt, you're up next. Oh, wait, no, I'm up next. Well, Rams have played some good football. Pittsburgh looked really good last week.
Pittsburgh is going to keep going for 2, though, they said. They're just going to keep going for 2.
Huh. All right.
Rams at home. They looked good against Seattle, but then they looked terrible last week. I'm going to go. I'm doing it. I'm going the Rams.
Whoa.
I know that everyone just stopped. This show almost stopped because I did that, but I'm going the Rams.
I already tweeted it out. People are aghast. I'm taking the Steelers. I don't know. I think the Steelers will try to get some mojo going. I don't know. Rams are hard to tell at home because sometimes they're good and sometimes they stink.
Yeah.
So taking the Steelers.
And Mike?
Pittsburgh's offense already looks like it's rolling after last week, and now you add Le'Veon Bell to the mix. I think they should win pretty easily here.
I think there's a chance he could be stoned during the game. I think it's an outside chance, so
sure I'm stoned by Mike's comments. I'm just like, wow, somebody brought the smarts today. So
you going Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. So
I'm the only one picking the Rams. All right. Matt, you're up next. It's the 49ers versus Arizona. Russ took Arizona.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I want to pick the Cardinals. I'm going to pick the Cardinals. So, don't have a really good read on the 49ers or the Cardinals this year because my viewing is limited. I thought about buying the NFL package. You know, it's like $100, I think, through maybe it's $150. I don't
like
know.
Like that guy in the commercial. He doesn't even work anymore. He just watches the NFL all day long.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I don't have cable, but through the Apple TV, they have an option of you can get the NFL package for $100. Sounds really great, but I'm kind of mad at the NFL. So I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to watch it when it's free on TV.
Screw you, NFL.
Yeah, you're not taking my money, but I'll watch your show.
I'll
do a podcast about it.
And Mike, you're going with?
Right now, Carson Pollard's playing at a MVP level, and it's hard to pick against him. But so until he gets injured, about week 5, week 6, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Arizona here.
Carson Palmer MVP. What? Well, I mean, he just got better with age. You know, sometimes we get better when we're older.
He's on his 4th or 5th ACL injury. All these cadavers are coming together to form.
How do we know it's not his
Carson Palmer?
How do we know it's not his brother playing? They look alike, right?
Jordan Palmer.
I think are they twins or they just look alike?
I don't think it's like a Full House thing.
Cut it out, Jack.
Anyway, all right, Mike, you're up next. It's the Bills versus Miami. God.
Oh, man, look out,
Russ,
Mike.
For the record, Russ picked the Bills. And you got to respect the fact that Russ has known every game. I hadn't had to remind him who's up next. Not once today.
That's pretty impressive. Russ has been on it.
He has.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jack, but I might have to go against your Super Bowl pick right here. The Buffalo Bills give Miami trouble every year with their defensive line, and it could be even worse if Albert misses a game. So I'm going to go with Buffalo here. As Miami falls to 1-2.
Wow. You know, it's a tough game because both teams, you know, I got so excited last week. I said, okay, the Bills are going to go, they're going to play they got a tough defense, and the Patriots chewed them up. I mean, it was terrible. I'm like, okay, what's going on? But then the Bills made a late comeback, but it wasn't enough. Yeah, I got to pick the Bills. Miami's just looked terrible. I can't expect the coach. I mean, they're already calling for the coach to be fired in Miami, aren't they? I mean, they do that every year, but I think they really. I heard this. I was listening to the radio, and the guy said they're never going to win with this guy. Why are we keeping him? Just get rid of him now.
Yeah, I don't know what to add to that.
That's what they're saying, man.
I don't know what the spread is on this game. Reluctantly, I'm going to take the Bills. This is one of those games that I think that we could all catch us by surprise, and the Dolphins could show up. And
the Dolphins could play well.
Yeah, and the Bills could have just left everything out on the field for the Patriots and just being just totally like a crapshoot of a team.
Right. So. But it's clean sweep for the Bills. That's pretty much of a shocker for me, because before the season started, I would have probably picked the Dolphins because I thought they were going undefeated.
Yeah, considering Miami is a 2.5-point favorite.
Right. And they are. Nope, still staying with the Bills. Next up is me. It's the Bears versus the Seahawks. No Jay Cutler. That kind of makes it an even deal there, but I'm going to go Seahawks. Russ went to the Seahawks. Matt?
I'm going Seahawks.
There's no way the Seahawks are going to win.
Yeah, and this is their home opener. I mean, they've had two hard road games. I mean, in St. Louis, they lose that on that fluky overtime kind of thing. And then they lose it in Green Bay. They had it going there in the third quarter. I enjoyed watching the Sunday night game. Every now and then I'd pop over to the DVR recording of the Emmys, which was funny. But yeah, you know, Green Bay came through, but I think Seahawks pull it off, the home win. And yeah, like you said, no Jay Cutler. I don't know. Maybe this is a turning point for Chicago, and they all of a sudden discover that they didn't need him all along. It's like the Ruby Slippers.
Mike, you're going... Spoiler alert.
It was nice of you guys to spend so much time on this Seattle-Chicago game, considering Seattle's favored by 14.5 points. So
14.5 points, wow.
I'm going to go Seattle here.
So you're saying, Jay, forget the Miami Super Bowl one, put all his money on the Bears getting 14.5 points. Everything he owns. Nope. Everything.
Gather up all his toys.
This game. I can see that, him crying as he takes
Look,
down.
I think he's put all his money in the toys, so, you know, I don't think he's putting any money on
anything. I can't bet Iron Man, no. That looks like warm taffy. I can't do it. Let's see. Denver versus the Lions. I think, is it you, Matt? Are you up next?
Sounds like it.
Okay. Yeah. Russ took Denver, by the way. It's Denver versus the Lions. Could the Lions go 0-3?
Oh, yeah. They've been there down this road. They've been 0-19, so I'm picking the Broncos. Or 0-18, something like that. Denver comes to town, and they do what they do. I mean, Denver defense, like you said, they've got it going on. Now defense, Mike's going to spit off something
defense,
about how...
Defense is really good.
You know, the point spread on this is 20 points or something. Denver's favored by 20.
No, actually, Denver's favored by 3, but I think the coach... The coach came in there stubborn, trying to force his winning formula that he had for the Houston Texans, and it hasn't worked so far with Manning. They were only averaging 2.2 with Manning under sap, but then they changed up second half. They started averaging like 5.5 yards per attempt when he was in shotgun.
Yeah.
So hopefully they keep him in shotgun, and Denver's offense will keep working. So I'm gonna go Denver here.
Well, they have a bad offensive line. And if you keep if Manning can't release the ball quick, he's going to get killed. So I think they have to go from the shotgun. But I'm going to do this. I'm making a pledge right now. I'm picking the Lions until they win. So I'm going to the Detroit Lions.
D-town.
And Mike, you're going to finish it up. We have the Kansas City Chiefs, heartbreaking loss to the Denver Broncos on last Thursday night, and. Versus the Green Bay Packers at home.
Bum, 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 bum.
Jay, you going to that? You going to that game, Jay?
No, I will. I will not be in Kansas City.
No, it's in Green Bay.
You lost, guy. Are you going to Green Bay?
Definitely not there.
It's like one of the most famous stadiums in the history of football. It's hipster of sports.
Yes, but that's the only thing that's there. Like, why would I go to Green Bay for a business trip or something?
They have like the second best cheese in the world.
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right. I figured you'd wash down your barbecue sauce with some cheese.
You can visit Dan. I mean, he's in Wisconsin, right?
I don't. He's probably not there. Is he ever home?
Oh yeah, he's on the road.
He's on the road again. And Mike, you're going with.
Green Bay keeps losing all their players. Devontae Adams injured. Eddie Lacy injured, but the one guy who's not injured is Rodgers, and he keeps winning. So I'm gonna go Green Bay here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Green Bay because it's at home. I just don't see Green Bay losing it. They have Aaron Rodgers, who I've heard is the best quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Ever and for all time.
Ever. And so I'm going with Green Bay. Russ went with Kansas City. And Matt, you're going to finish us off the show with the greatest pick in the history the show has ever had.
G-Bay. And, yeah, good. I would get a point on Russ, so since he picked Kansas City. I just can't see them losing Monday Night Football.
Nope.
So no, not
gonna happen. All right, guys, that's it. We did it. We did it in
less than an hour. Yet.
That'll make Jay happy because I think Jay was over there with his stopwatch.
I was. Good job, guys. I'm really proud of you. You've done a great
job.
Well,
I was trying to do it.
Great job.
I knew that you couldn't do the adding and subtracting quick enough, so I was doing it as we were recording.
We didn't get derailed with home improvement or banister talk.
Pretty much stayed on topic.
Yeah.
Well, you're at least you're not, helping us from some hellhole that you were in last week.
Yeah, I'm in the Studio West today.
You look like a serial killer's house there.
Only He-Man behind me in this shot.
Hey, show everybody the look-alike, warm taffy look-alike.
Actually, I don't have that Iron Man out. He's packed up and put away.
What? Why? You're afraid Warren Taffy is going to steal
it? I did put it in the new Force Awakens figures in somewhere, and then I put some Jurassic Park in, so I had to...
I didn't realize it was a whole drawn-out thing that you had to do. I mean, it's just that's a lot of work for you.
I rotate my display. I don't keep it the same.
People how's that garage looking?
Good. Really good.
Okay. Are you parking the car in there now? You getting that in there?
Not yet.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that I didn't have anything to say except to interrupt Jack and say, Force Awakens. All right, I'm excited that you're getting seasonal with the toys. So, you got one?
Oh no, this is the Funko bobblehead one.
Oh, okay, it's a Funko bobblehead.
This is $10. That one's $150.
I was like, whoa. We could just pass stuff in front of the camera and show it off to people. Drinking glass.
Look what I got.
Do you want to show your man cave to the people that don't care?
No. And then I've got the Black Series BB-8 that goes with the 6-inch figures.
Yeah. I know. It comes with Rey, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got that one on Force Friday as well. So
At the Target that I went to, that was the only one.
Oh, here. Really? Huh. Good thing I didn't go to your Target.
Yeah, seriously. They only had boxes of Black Series.
Well, Jay got in line 80 hours before it was open.
3 hours
early. This is a good story. I tune into the other podcast to listen to how that went down.
Yeah, it's good times. My toy show's this weekend, so if you're in Raleigh, check it out. It's at the fairgrounds. It's good times.
Oh, it's at the fairgrounds. Is it Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, yeah.
I'll be working Saturday and I'll be watching football on Sunday, but I'd love to be there. If I didn't have those obligations, I'd be there.
I personally wouldn't want you there because I want your stupid comments all the time.
What stupid comment would I make?
I don't know, something. You'd come up with something.
Why would anybody buy a toy figure?
There you go, perfect. Something like that.
Hey, I have my MASH figure and I have my Charlton Heston Taylor figure from Planet of the Apes.
Yes, I bought both of them for you.
There you go, I have them. And I have my bobbleheads, and I have bobbleheads I don't even have on display here. I got, like, at one point I was collecting bobbleheads. Wasn't I?
Wow. It got real tough, man. It got so tough.
I had to cut back.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys. Go.
All right, let's do it. Next week, Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Tuesday, 10.
Jay and I were talking. We want to try and keep it on the same night because we've hit our TV season. So.
Yeah, Mike.
So, Mike, we're gonna have to be. We're gonna have to hit. Everything's got to be consistent because we got leftovers coming back. We got Jay and Jack, the Ramblecast.
Well, plus people at home that we want to see this live will know if it's free Tuesday at 10 Eastern.
Remember when Seinfeld first came on? It was on, it was off, it was over here. You know, and then it became like the most popular show of all time. So I'm not saying making guarantees here, but if we were consistent, we'd be the most popular podcast of all time.
And we would make Serenity Now happen.
There we go.
Yep, only $92 away. Make it happen. $92. Somebody out there.
And I hear there's still room in the zoo because, you know, nobody's going to try to cheetah you out of them. I don't know where that was going.
We should have stopped this podcast at 11:31.
Long time ago. At least I didn't leave a stinker like the Colts. Anyway.
So how many people we have in the chat? Just still Ed and Becky?
I gave you the link so you could see it yourself.
I didn't pause. I don't know how to pause it. I didn't want to screw up and be taken out of it.
Oh, it's hitting the pause button. I know it's so difficult.
What pause? There is no pause button.
On YouTube, it's the most easiest pause button in history.
I'm not on YouTube. It's just a camera shot here with our three faces down below here.
That's what we're on. I gave you the link for what they're seeing at home.
All I see is Googles. I see Googles.
You said I had to pause what I'm doing here and then go on this link.
Now, I guess the last 5 minutes of this.
The reason I'm asking is if Ed and Becky are in the chat, they're probably fighting with each other.
No, they're getting along pretty good, I think.
Are they?
Uh-huh. All right, guys, that's it. Say goodbye.
Good night, folks. Hey, we have an email address. Sports Talk with number three, stupid
guy. Number three.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
Okay. So if you have something you want to complain about, you know, maybe Matt's joke. Cheater joke at the end. Maybe that just pushed you over the top. Send us an email, and we'll answer your emails next week. Hasta luego. Oh, wait, you're the producer, Jay. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not really, like, talking on the show, so go ahead.
Yeah, okay, this is you not talking. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
See you next Tuesday.
Nothing, Matt? You don't have, like, a goodbye?
I don't.
All this time, and you couldn't think of anything?
Awkward silence.
I have the artwork behind me. That's all I need.
I don't know. I brought the artwork.
I got a painting back here.
A picture is worth 1,000 words.
I think Colleen said peace out on the Survivor.
Yeah, Colleen's just peace out, so you can do that one.
I don't have a call out.
All right, next week, think about it.
I'll work on it.
You got less than a week to figure this out.
I brought this. You brought a tie. Come on.
Matt, you can have the tribe has spoken. That's all you.
I don't even watch Survivor.
Oh.
All right. Good night, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
See you later.